Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So I'm going to go backwards about a week and a half to a story that the world, specifically the media in the world, was losing their minds over. Because they couldn't believe that Israel decided to bomb a building that housed Hamas. Because in that building there were Al Jazeera journalists. And the Associated Press, there was mass condemnation from the media. How dare Israel actually hit a building where the Associated Press had their offices? Now, remember, before they actually hit the building, there was a big warning that came. A warning to get everyone out of the building. In fact, they actually called on the cell phone of the owner of the building, telling the guy who owns the building to get everybody out of the building. That's how nice Israel actually was. Now, the media came out immediately, and they condemned this attack. The Associated Press was condemning Israel. Reuters, everybody came out losing their minds. It was national news in this country, right? You know, wow, this building was hit that housed journalists, and this is, you know, kind of a threat to journalists if you really look at what's going on here, and this is something that people should be concerned about. Now, the question that I asked at the time, I said, these have to be the dumbest journalists in the world. They have to be the stupidest journalists in the world. If they didn't know that they were sharing an office building for like over a decade, right? Over a decade with a terrorist organization. Now, I also said, I don't believe them. I don't believe for a moment that they didn't know that they were in there with Hamas. In fact, I would argue that they probably liked being a building with Hamas because if they had any questions about what's going on any issue, they could just bring up and have a conversation about that issue. They could just have a conversation about that issue, right? Run down the hall to Hamas and get a quote. They could get intel from Hamas. They could get different information from Hamas about what they like, what they don't like, what they wanted to do. It's pretty smart, right? Brilliant, brilliant move. Then there's Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is the number one leaking organization for terrorist organizations in the Middle East. They basically are an extension of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, ISIL, or the Islamic State. Al Jazeera puts out the propaganda videos for terrorist organizations. They have been doing this since as long as I've known about Al Jazeera after post 9/11. Al Jazeera knew that terrorists were in that building. You just have to know. If you know anything about Al Jazeera, you know that Al Jazeera, I'm sure, picked that building on purpose to make sure that they had this information coming in and flowing in. It's Al Jazeera. Now, of course, they came out with these very strong, bold statements from the Associated Press and from Al Jazeera in shock and awe that this would happen, that they couldn't get their information out of the building quick enough, their laptops, and they acted like their lives were at risk when, in fact, their lives weren't at risk. Now, I take that back. The Associated Press and Al Jazeera and these other journalists that were in the building, you could argue they did actually put their lives at risk by being in a building with terrorists, but they were cool with that risk. That was a risk, I guess, they were apparently more than willing to take. That was a risk, I guess you could say, worth taking. They had no problem with it. Now, when this story broke, I didn't buy it. And I said here, I don't buy it. I don't believe this. But all of the media went with this. Because media always rallies behind media. The media, when this happened, immediately act like they were under attack. They do. They believe that their life is somehow more important than other lives. Like, they don't give a crap about your life. They don't care if your life is put in danger. They could care less if your life is put in danger. All they care about is their lives and their fake outrage when something happens. Because they are more important than you. You're a peon, right? You're a nobody. They are the most important person in the world. They are the person that you should be worried about them getting hurt. They are the one that is the center of the universe. Well, now we got news. Apparently, we got news that quite possibly the Associated Press was lying to the world when they acted like they were in outrage and that they didn't know that Hamas and these terrorists were in their building before Israel bombed them. A new report has come out, which, of course, the media will not tell this story, so I will on their behalf because they suck at their jobs. Israel's army chief has now come out and said that the Associated Press's Gaza journalists had coffee with Hamas's men in the bombed building. That's right. Israel's military chief has now alleged and private Gaza-based journalists of the Associated Press drank their morning coffee with members of the Hamas terror group in the building the Israeli Defense Forces attacked during the recent 11-day war. The 13-story Al Jalab building that housed the offices of the Associated Press and Al Jazeera was bombed by the Israeli Defense Forces because it was housing a Hamas intelligence unit. Despite international condemnation and a demand by the Associated Press to, quote, investigate the strike, because they were angry, and the Associated Press, they're so anti-Israel, they actually came out attacking Israel, demanding that Israel be investigated. The IDF chief says he has no regrets. It justifiably came down, he told Channel 12, according to a translation of his remarks by the Times of Israel. I haven't a gram of regret, he said. The IDF said that working members of the press in the building were being used as human shields. According to the report, Kahave told a foreign official that whether they were aware of it or not, AP journalists drank their morning coffee alongside Hamas operatives who were working on electronic warfare for the Hamas intelligence unit. Now, the AP has released a statement because they're taking heat in the Middle East for this, right? And their statement that they released over the weekend, they're now refuting the report. Quote, this unsubstantiated allegation attributed to the Israeli military chief of staff is patently false. There was not even a cafeteria in the building. Hold on, so you can't have coffee with somebody unless there's a cafeteria in the building? I'm going to call BS on that one because I have had plenty of coffee in my life in a building with other people without there being a cafeteria. If that is how you're going to, you know, debunk this story, you're going to need a better claim than that. The AP being holier than thou, because remember, they're more important than any civilian, went on to say in their statement, there was not even a cafeteria in the building. Such baseless claims jeopardize the safety of AP journalists. Really? That's your response? Did Israel not call and make sure that all of your journalists were out of the building? I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened. How is your life now more in jeopardy because they told the truth about your lie? Reality, Israel called and said, get out of the building. Israel made sure everyone was out of the building before they bombed a building that was housing Hamas terrorists. People that were in that building were actually using the journalists as human shields. You would think that those journalists would be offended by that at the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. You would think that they would be angry that they were used and so stupid they couldn't figure out that they were having morning coffee with terrorists. Now, I don't believe that they didn't know that these people were terrorists. I think that's probably where they were getting their info. They knew exactly what was going on. They knew exactly who these people were. They were getting info for years. The AP releasing this statement saying that quote, this unsubstantiated allegation attributed to the Israeli military chief of staff is patently false. There was not even a cafeteria in the building. You don't have to have a cafeteria to have coffee, morning coffee with somebody. Okay, you can bring coffee in from out of the building. You can have a coffee pot in the building. You can have an espresso machine in the building. You can have a lot of these things. The majority of office buildings that I have worked in my life don't have a cafeteria. And even when they did, usually their coffee sucks. I didn't go buy it from them. I had my own coffee. But they're using this as justification to imply that the IDF is somehow wrong. Quote, such baseless claims jeopardize the safety of the Associated Press journalists. How? The AP, it noted, continued to call for an independent investigation into the destruction of the building housing our Gaza bureau so that the facts are known. Well, you guys, the journalists, I'm sure you can figure it out, right? As we have said repeatedly, the Associated Press goes on to say in their statement, we had no indication of a Hamas presence in the building. I just don't buy that. I don't buy it. Nor were we warned of any such possible presence before the airstrike. Well, why would they warn you? They don't trust you. And is it the job of the Israeli Defense Forces to call the journalists and tell the journalists that they're hanging out with some terrorists in the same building? Is that their job? I would argue no. Because then you know what those journalists would do. They would start investigating. Or if they're friends with the terrorists, they would warn the terrorists that they know they're in the building, you better get out. And that's exactly why you wouldn't warn the Associated Press, especially if they're having morning coffee together. Right? Especially if they're having morning coffee. If they're having morning coffee, I mean, I'm sorry, you're not gonna warn the terrorists that you're about to blow their building up or that you're watching them or that you even know you're there. Now, remember, these terrorists have been in this building for years and years. So why would they tell them that? It was only during this 11-day war that they decided to knock it out because they realized it was having a major impact on the war. And they were like, all right, we got to take this building out because they're using this building. But we'll even let the terrorists go to save the journalists. There are some people that would argue that Israel should not have warned the people in the building. They should have just blown it up and actually nail the terrorists, because the terrorists are still alive. The terrorists that were doing the terrorism work in that building are still out there on the streets because they warned everybody to get out of the building. It's pretty nice guys, more than Hamas would ever do. It's a lot more than Hamas would ever do. Hamas doesn't warn people before they blow up a building. Hell, they'll blow up their own people with their own rockets just to try to shoot enough rockets off at the same time to go through the Iron Dome in Israel. They don't care about human life. You think Hamas is going to make that phone call? You think Hamas is going to pick up the phone and go, hey, guys, we're going to hit this building in Israel. Please get all the Israelis out so that we can, you know, no one gets hurt. It ain't going to happen. That is a conversation that will not ever happen. That is a non-starter conversation. Now, I will remind you of the other headline that came out of all of this. The Associated Press's top editor, and this is what the media rally behind him, called for a probe into Israel's airstrike on the press building. They don't call it a terrorist building, they call it a press building. The Israeli government has not provided clear evidence supporting its decision to level the tower in Gaza City, the Associated Press editor said. Byline, Washington, AP, dun, dun, dun. The Associated Press top editor on Sunday called for an independent investigation to the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building housing the AP. Broadcaster Al Jazeera and other media saying the public deserves to know the facts. Sally Busby, AP's executive editor, said the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled the 12-story tower. Israeli military, which gave AP journalists and other tenants about an hour to evacuate, claimed Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office and weapons development. Israeli military spokesman said Israel was compiling evidence for the U.S., but declined to comment or to commit to provide it within the next 2 days, which the AP arbitrarily said they needed to know about. Give me a break. We're in the middle of fighting at the time, is what they said. It's a process. I'm sure in due time the information will be presented. Busby said the AP has had offices in this tower for 15 years and never was informed or had any indication that Hamas might be in the building. She said the facts must be laid out. We're in a conflict situation, Busby said. We do not take sides in that conflict. We heard Israelis say they have the evidence. We don't know what that evidence is. Sounds like you're picking sides, sweetheart. We think it's appropriate at this point for there to be an independent look at what happened, an independent investigation. Israel's prime minister repeated Israel's claim that the building housed an intelligence office of Hamas, asked if he had relayed supporting evidence of that in a call with President Biden on Saturday. Netanyahu said, "We pass it through our intelligence people." Busby said the AP journalists were rattled after the airstrike, but are doing fine in reporting the news. How are they rattled? If you get an hour warning and you're a professional journalist and you get an hour warning to get out of your building, I'm sorry, I got to call BS. If you're rattled after that, maybe you're rattled because you realize, holy crap, they realize we knew the terrorists. Maybe that's why you're rattled. I'll say it again. This is why I don't trust the media. This is, I would argue, why you shouldn't trust the media either, including the Associated Press. This is exactly why you shouldn't trust the Associated Press. I don't believe them. I don't buy any of what they're selling us. I think they're totally, totally full of crap. And when they start defending terrorists more than a country that warned you an hour before they're going to bomb you, you got to start scratching your head and wondering, what else are they hiding from us? What else are they not telling us? All right, please hit share and share this podcast with your family and friends. Tell others about it as we continue to grow and fight against big tech that has shut us down on Facebook. Thank you guys for your support. I'll see you tomorrow.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.